Okay, Rabbi. Today's daf is daf Pei Vav. Pei Vav. We're holding the bottom of Pei Hei Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. What did we learn in the Mishnah? Chuvim mechaperes al veiris kalois al asei the al loises. Our Mishnah told us that if a person does tshuva, he repents for his sins, then that gives us atonement for our aveiros kalois, the lighter aveiros. And the Mishnah says, what are those? The al-aseh, a person who violated a mitzvah aseh, for instance, he didn't put on tefillin one day, something of that nature. The al-lois aseh, or chas v'shalom, a person is oiver elav, he violated a negative command. Ask the Gemara, hashta al-lois aseh mechaperes, al-aseh miboyeh, madach, the tshuva is mechaper on a loises, on a lav. The Gemara considers a lav to be more chomor, to be more stringent than an asay. And the reason for that is because if a person does not do an asay, min hatorah, there's no din of giving him any punishment. If a person doesn't want to wear tefillin, you can't punish him min hatorah. Mid rabbanan, we do give him makas mardis, because we don't want people to engage in such activities. But min haTorah, if a person doesn't do a mitzvah saseh, there is no punishment. Mashenke, if a person is over a lav, then there is a punishment. Punishment is either malchus, lashes, or in some cases, chas v'shalom misa, misa b'dei shemoyim, misa b'dei bezim, kores, etc. So the Gemara is telling us that once I know that tshuva is mechaper on a lois aseh, then of course it's going to be mechaper on an aseh. So why did the Mishnah need to tell us that? Omer Rav Yehuda, not to be confused with Reb Yehuda the Tana, says Rav Yehuda the Amoira, Hachik Omer, Pshat the Mishnah is Azoi, Al Asay, on a regular Asay, the Aloi says a Shenitik Asay, and a Lav which is not your classic Lav, for which a person goes and gets malchus or another punishment, but on a lav where there is no punishment, because it's nitik la'aseh, which means that the Torah says, instead of giving you pech, we'll give you another remedy. So for instance, in the case of nosar, for instance, if a person left over a carbon beyond its zman, he's over on the Torah on the isra of leisisir mimenu ad boiker, but if he did leave it beyond the zman, he doesn't get pech. Because a noisim minad boiker bo eish tisreifu, there would be a din of sreifa, go and burn the carbon. So there was also no punishment. So that's considered to be a lighter lav, if you will, than a regular loisesa. And the Mefarshim say that this is just an example. You can give other examples of lighter lavs. For instance, a lav she'ein by maisa, where there too there is no din of malchus. Or a lav shebeklolois. There are a number of categories of lav where there is no punishment. So on those, the Mishnah says, tshuva is enough. If you repent, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wipes away the aseh and that lav. However, an aloi says a gomor, if it's a full-fledged lav, the type of lav that is mechayiv a punishment, loi, then tshuva doesn't do the trick. You have to have tshuva plus. Like the Gemara will tell us soon, that would have to be tshuva plus Yom HaKippurim, or tshuva plus Yisurin. We'll see mentioned in Gemara short. So bottom line is, Rav Yehuda says, when it says in our Mishnah, that tshuva is mechaper on a loisesa, it's not on your standard loisesa, it's only on a lighter loisesa. Pray Timar, is that right? Or a minu? Eiluhen, we have a braisa. Eiluhen kalis asei v'loisesa. These are considered to be the mitzvahs kalois, for which tshuva works alone, chutz except for the case of loisisa. What is loisisa? Loisisa, of course, is one of the aseres adibrois. And the Torah says, loisisa shem Hashem alekech al Hashem. Don't go and swear in Hashem's name for naught, for nothing. Ki lo yenake Hashem. Hashem will not be menake. Hashem won't forgive you. Eitz ha-sheyisa shemoy l'ashav. So the Gemara in the Havamin assumes that loisisa is a higher form. It's a real heavy-duty lav. And therefore, what the Brice is telling us is that your standard lav, yes, tshuva is mechaper. But you're dealing with such a heavy duty loy sisa, ul leinak Hashem, that's the only type where tshuva is not mechaper. No, if that's the case, is a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Because here it's in the braisa that tshuva is mechaper even on your standard lavin. Every more look. The Gemara says, loy sisa v'chol de domilei. Although we use the expression, or we use the example of loy sisa, lav dafka, we just mean a regular, normal lav, like loy sisa, which Rashi says is a loy sase gomor. That's a regular, normal loy sase, and therefore about that loy sase, and all similar loy sases, which means any loy sase that does have a punishment, whether it's lashes, whether it's misa b'dei shamayim, karis, whatever, oh, that tshuva is not mechaper on. But where is tshuva mechaper on? Tshuva is mechaper on any light love. When I say light love, a love that does not have any punishment. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that this braisa is also consistent with his view. When it says at the beginning of the braisa that the Elohim kalis asei v'loisa, so that tshuva is mechaper, he's talking about a lighter love. I keep on using the same term, lighter lav means a lav that has no prescribed punishment. It's Toshima. Let's try to bring a rai from another braisa. And now we have Reb Yehuda. Again, not the same as Rav Yehuda. This is Reb Yehuda, the Tana. Reb Yehuda Omer, kol shehu mi loisisa ulamata, tshuva mechaperis. Anything that is loisisa and less, tshuva is mechaper on its own. If it's loisisa and higher, then tshuva only does so much. It doesn't afford a full kapara. It only affords a partial kapara, and you have to come on to Yom Kippur. So once again we use loisisa as our prime example. And the Gemara is assuming once again in the Havamina that loisisa is not your standard lav, but it's a real heavy duty lav, because the pasuk says, "Kilo yinak Hashem, esa sheyisa eshemoyla shav." So those type of lav in the tshuva doesn't help on its own. You have to chew it together with Yom Kippur. But it's mashma that your regular normal lav, then tshuva is enough. Is the Chshven Rav Yehuda that Rav Yehuda said no? A regular tshuva, a regular lav tshuva is not enough. Tshuva is only enough for lighter lavin. What is a light lav? Like the Gemara said, a lav and nitik lasei. Every more no. Once again, the same teretz, leisisa v'chol de domilei. Even though we're using leisisa, it doesn't really mean the severity of a heavy-duty leisisa kilo yinaka Hashem. Rather, leisisa is just your normal garden variety type of lav, and it's saying about that lav, and any lavin similar to it, tshuva does not do the trick. It's only tshuva and Yom Kippurim that does the trick for your standard lavin. When it said in our Mishnah and in this Braisa that you can get tshuva alone, that's talking about a lighter lav, the lavin that don't have any punishment at all. So let's ask from another braisa on Rav Yehuda, and l'choyah this braisa is already, if you will, a knockout kasha on Rav Yehuda. Because it says in the braisa, l'fisha nema b'choydev, tshuva v'nake. This is, as you know, at the end of the Shlosh HaSamidis that we recite throughout, every time we say Tachnun, that is the Svardish Tachnun as opposed to the actually, the Nefilas Sapayim, as opposed to the Ashkenazisha, where they don't normally say Hashem the Begadnu. So we say Hashem, Hashem, Kirach, Mechan, Erech, Bainachan, Chesed, Yemes, Nitzaches, Lovim, and then we finish off Venake, and then it continues on Lo Yenake. So there's a built-in, if you will, tension here. It's either Venake, Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Menake, he'll forgive you, he'll clean the slate, clean the record, but it says also Lo Yenake. So what does all that mean? So Zok to Brais, Lefishanem b'choyrev. Choyrev is because this pasuk is in Parshas Kisisa, right after the Maiso Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalt to Kodesh Baruch Hu, please the Kodesh Baruch Hu, go and forgive Klal Yisrael on the Maiso Egel. So Gemara says, when it says in the pasuk, v'nake, it means with tshuva. You do tshuva v'nake. Yochel af leisisa imon. I would think leisisa is included. If you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and be menaka, forgive the sin of the leisisa eshem Hashem lekech alashav. Tamaloy men lo yenaka. No, the pasuk says nake lo yenaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be menaka. So Gemara Yochel af shar chayochel lavan. Okay, maybe the same thing applies to all other lavan as well. That lo yenaka. Tamaloy mar. Again, that goes back to the Aseret Dibros. Ki lo yinaka Hashem esa sheyisa eshemoy lashav. Shemoy who deyne menaka? A menaka shar chayove lavin. A Kodesh Baruch Hu will allow with tshuva alone to be menaka, to forgive and to atone for shar chayove lavin, other lavin as well. Now here the lashon of the Brice is very clear. Shar chayove lavin, which means that tshuva does help for your regular, normal lavin. And you said no, the tshuva only helps for your lighter lavin, the lavin that are lavinitik la'asei. And with the Gemara, I have no answer to this braisa, but rather says Rav Yehuda Tanoihi. In fact, it's a machloikis tanoi. What's a machloikis tanoi? Well, the tshuva alone is mechaper on a regular, normal lavin. Desanya, what does it say in the Braisa? Amar tshuva mechaperes, and what is tshuva mechaper? Al asay the aloisase shenitik asay. Ooh, this is word for word like Rav Yehuda learns. The what is tshuva mechaper on regular asay, and a lighter lav, a lav which is nitik asay. However, v'amar tshuva toila yom kippurim mechaper. What is tshuva toila? In other words, it doesn't afford a full kapara, but only a partial kapara. You need a combination with Yom Kippur. Al krisis, the al misis bezin, the aloises egomer. Oh, so it says you very, very clearly, like Rav Yehuda began today's Gemara, that tshuva does not help alone on your regular, normal lav. Regular lav, it's not enough tshuva, you also have to have Yom Kippur. Ah, it says in the Mishnah that tshuva is mechaper al esse va'aloises. That's talking about a lighter loises, like the case of a lav hanitik lase. So bottom line, it says Rav Yehuda, you're right, there are braises that disagree, but I have a braise that agrees with me. So what I told you is pshat, the way I was makabel it from my Rebbe, that's why I learned pshat in the Mishnah. However, if taka machlokes tanoim, or the tanoim disagree. Talking about, we're going back now to that braise where we were talking about the nake lo yinake. Omar ma, lefisha nema b'choyrev. The Aleph of the Bach adds in the word tshuva, because we're quoting again from the same braisa on the fifth line. Lefishnema b'choydev, tshuva v'nake. That if a person does tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu v'manake, will atone and will wipe away the sin. Minolon, how do I know? The Sadir, Blozo Oimer, Iyashaloy v'nake. You can't say nake on its own. Did you do tshuva and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is manake and it cleans everything up? Shekvar nema lo yinake. It says that's not the case. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is not menake. V'yefshe lo yinake lo yinake. Shekvar nema nake. So I have a very, very strong inconsistency in terms. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says yes menake, and then he says no lo yinake. So make up your mind. Okay, tzad. Look the brisa. Menake hu vashovin. That's how we started off the brisa. That lefisha neva b'choydev tshuva, if a person does tshuva, then menake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menake v'shoven, those people that do tshuva, those people that repent, then menake v'shein and shoven. However, those people that do not do tshuva, the lo yinake Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in fact not be menake for their averos, and therefore they better do tshuva. Says Yimar, Shol Ramasi ben Choresh es Reblos ben Azariah v'roimi. Ramasi ben Choresh met Reblozo ben Azariah in Rome, and he asked him the following: Shamis arbo chaluki kaporesh o Rabbi Shmuel doireish. Did you hear the four different levels of atonement that Rabbi Shmuel used to darshin? Omar. So he answered back: Shloishehein uchuv im kolecha viyachad. They're not really four; they're only really three, and all of those three have to be combined with tshuva. And Igmar explains. We have now, we started off saying that there are three, but as in fact you'll see, there are four categories altogether. Number one, Obra al asay vishav. If a person violated an asay, he didn't wear tefillin one day, and he did tshuva, You do tshuva, you don't have to wait until Yom Kippur, you don't have to wait for bringing karbonos, you don't have to wait for lashes. You did tshuva, ein izoz misham, off and art. On the spot, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm moichel you, you did tshuva, tshuva banim shivavim. You were successful in doing your tshuva. That's category one. Over al loisese, the osa tshuva, what happens if he's over on a regular lav? Ooh, even though he did tshuva, tshuva toilav yim b'kipurim b'chaper. So this is just like Rav Yehuda that we started off with today, that a lav alone, a tshuva alone, will not be mechaper on your regular, normal lav. It'll only be mechaper on a lighter lav. A lav, hanitik la'asei, a lav which is a lav she'en by maisa, a lav shebekloos, those types of lavin where there are no punishments. But if you have a lav with a punishment, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. So that's number two. Shenemar, how do I know that you need Yom Kippur? Shenemar said the Pasuk, "Bayoyim azeicha perleichem mikol chatoiseichem." You need the yoyim, you need the Yom Kippur to be mechaper on the chet. Let's go to number three. Over al krisus or misus bezin, v'asa tshuva. What happens if you're over on a heavy duty lav? Oyoyoy, a lav sheish be kares misus bezin, and you did tshuva. Then tshuva Yom Kippurim toilin. Even Yom Kippur is not sufficient. You have tshuva and Yom Kippur, that's great, but it's still toilin. The Yisurim Amarkin, Chas HaSholom, you have to go and get Yisurim, because Baruch Hu has to go and give you some pains and torture in this world, and that finally cleans up for the Aveda Sheish Bekoris, or Mises Bezin Shenema. Ufakarati B'Shevet Pisham, Uvenegoyim Avoinam. You know how I'm going to go and cleanse you from your Pesha and from your Avoin? B'Shevet. B'Shevet means with a stick. Uvenegoyim, with a nega, like a nega tzaras. Different types of pains that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring on an individual. Then you'll have a kapora for your Pesha and for your Avoin. You have to do not only tshuva and Yom Kippur, but also you have to undergo a process of Yisurim. That's the chayre category number three. Al mishi yesh chil Hashem miyoveh. When Abzu Chas Hashem, a person is over on the terrible Yisur of chil Hashem, and we'll see in a moment what are the parameters, what's a description of chil Hashem. Agmar has a girsa ein loy koyach the tshuva litlois, v'leib Yom Kippurim l'chaper. The Bach is graded slightly differently. It comes out the same. Here he says, "Ein koyach loy b'tshuva," not "Ein loy koyach b'tshuva." "Ein koyach loy b'tshuva." The loy is written with an aleph, and therefore it's consistent in the style of this brisa. And the brisa is now saying, "Ein koyach loy b'tshuva," not with tshuva litlois. "V'loy b'yom kippurim lechaper." "V'loy b'yisurim lemarek." These three alone will not help. Tshuva, mit Yom Kippur, mit Yisurim, still doesn't do the trick. Ela kulan toilin, even if a person repented, and he had Yom Kippur, and he had Yisurim, it's still toila, umisim in marekas. The only thing that will finally give him full kapara, full atonement, is misa rachman l'slan, the person has to pass away. Shenema v'nigul b'ozni Hashem tzvokois, im yechupara oven hazel lochem, ad temusan. Unfortunately, there won't be any kapara for this aveira until Nisa. That's the end of that discussion. Now the obvious question is, when we started off, we had Reb Masih ben Choresh ask Reb Lozman Azar, do you know about those four chiluke kapara? And he answered him, there are really only three, uchuvim kolecha v'yechad. But notice, he listed four. He said, over al asay v'shov, he gets instantaneous machila. Loi sasa, you need Yom Kippur. A heavy duty lav, then you need Yom Kippur and Yisurim. Chil Hashem, you need Yom Kippur, Yisurim, and Misa. So I bazoi to the four categories. So Rashi is bothered by this as well. And Rashi says that the first category doesn't count. Why? Because all of the categories require as a minimum tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you can have Yom Kippur, you can have Yisurin, you can have Misa, but without tshuva, is gunished, mitgunished. You have to do tshuva. So since tshuva is part of all four, so number one doesn't count, because that's the minimum, you got to do tshuva. Then you have the three others. See, if you look at the Rashi, about 6-7 lines from the top of the Omud. Rashi says, Omaloi, Sholosh hein hanechlokin, sheyesh aveira sheyitzricha lezeh, ve'inetzricha lezeh. There are aveiras that require only tshuva, or only tshuva plus Yom Kippur, or only tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurin, etc. Ve'inetzricha lezeh. Avol, says Rashi, tshuva eina menachilukin, sheyitzricha lekulam. We're not going to count number one, where tshuva alone effected a kapara, because each one of the four categories requires tshuva as a basic minimum. So therefore, category number one is not counted. We only count the other three categories. And that's what the Gemara was saying, that he told him, Omer, shloishein, there are three categories. At a minimum, you always have to have tshuva together with something else, except for category number one. However, Allah say that you don't need anything beyond the tshuva, and therefore that's not counted in the counting of the three altogether. So the three are the two, three, and four, and number one is everything needs tshuva, so we're not even going to bother counting that among the four. Zoki Marvaita, Heichida Michil Hashem, how do you describe Chil Hashem? Omarav, kigoyna no, isha kilna bisra mitavcha, v'lo yehivna domi la'alta. Rav says Chil Hashem is not like we normally think of it, that Chil Hashem is that a religious Jew or any Jew does something bad, and then after that it gets into the media and people say, oh, you see those Jews, you see what they're doing. Of course, that is certainly a Chil Hashem. That goes without saying. What we're saying is that you can have Chil Hashem that only involved, if you will, the Jewish community. So Rav says, for instance, if I went into a butcher store and I went and bought from the tabach, from the butcher, I bought meat, and I didn't pay him immediately on the spot, that in itself would be Chil Hashem. Now, for most of us, that wouldn't be Chil Hashem, because you can take on credit. In fact, the Gemara is going to address that in a moment. Why is this considered to be a Chil Hashem? So Rashi says, because people will see, if you look at the Rashi, it's about a third down the Amud, 40% down the Amud. Rashi says, Lehivna domi le'alter. If I don't pay immediately, I delay in paying. So then the butcher says, oh, you're a gazlan, you didn't pay me. And he or others will learn from me. You see, the great Talmudic scholar, the great Rav, he doesn't pay his choivis. Ah, you see, you don't have to pay and you delay. And unfortunately, the inyan of gezel becomes a very light isur in many people's minds. So that's Chil Hashem. You're causing other people to chas v'sholom sin and to look poorly on aveiros such as gezel. Omer Abaye. So Abaye now qualifies what Rav just said, and he said, Leishonu, this is only a concern al ba'asu delei tiboy or delei tavi, in those places where they don't send you bills, they don't send you bills in the mail, or they don't call you to collect on the phone. But in those places where people typically buy on credit, and after that they bill you, the Leslan bar, then that's not an issue. The reason why I didn't pay immediately is because nobody pays immediately. Everybody gets a bill in the mail. After you get the bill, you should pay immediately. But you don't have to go and pay immediately at the store, because they're a toivim. The Rashi doesn't talk about sending bills in the mail. What Rashi says is, Ba'asatuli Tabi, that's the Rashi right after the prior Rashi, Shein derech ha-tabach leilech v'letvoy ha-kafoisa, that the tabach doesn't typically go around and toveya and demand or request payment for ha-kafoisa. Ha-kafoisa means for the credit, for the advance. La'lekech la'hovi lo'y ma'oisa l'beis, sorry. And the lekech has to go and bring the money to his house to go and pay. So in those places, the lo'y tavi, where they're not toiveya, that the tabach doesn't go and remind people, send bills or reminders, then you got to go and pay. However, those places where they do send bills and reminders, so you can wait until you get your bill, and you'll pay at that time. As they look to pay. Ravina says about himself, I live in Masa Machasya, and here in Arishtad, the normal custom is that you don't have to pay on the spot, but rather, it's an asu de tavihu that they will send you reminders, they'll send you bills, and say, hey, mister, you didn't pay. Oh, you're sure. I'm going to pay right now. And that's acceptable. It's not a problem. Now, Abaye, kidishoku bisra mitre shufi. What happened if you had two butchers that were two shutfim, two partners together. So Yoav Zuzulahai, the Zuzulahai, he made sure to pay each one of them money. And as we'll see in a moment, he paid money in advance, even before he got his meat. But he made sure to go and pay both of them. Why? Because he only pays one, then the other one will say, ah, that a buy, he never gives me any money. But I paid the other guy. So therefore you pay both of them to make sure no one has any complaint. After that, I try to get the two partners together at one meeting, and then we make a cheshbon. Yeah, I received the zuz, and I received the zuz. So how much meat is a buyer entitled to? He's entitled to 3 pounds of this and 1 pound of that, and therefore then they're going to give him his meat. See, Baruch Rashi in the middle of the Omid, you have zuz l'hai, the zuz l'hai, shem l'yod v'chaveir sh'nisatim l'hai, maybe the other shutav won't know. V'yesh kan chil Hashem, he'll say, oh, a buyer doesn't pay his bills. V'yavid chushvina, v'choizim enois l'ibasar, k'negin mashin notlu. And then after that, they make a cheshbon with him and give him meat in accordance with the amount that he paid, both shitvim together. Rav Yechon and Omar, I'll give you another case of Choleshem. Kigoyin Ano, a person like me, the Mazgina Abamas, Beloy Toyra, Beloy Tfilin. What happens if I'm walking down the street and I took off my Tfilin and I'm not learning? People will learn from me, says Rashi, to be Mavatal Toyra. They'll say, look at the great Rabbi Yochanan, the Godel Hadar. He walks around without Tfilin and he walks around without learning. Why is he in this Medrash learning? They don't know, says Rashi, that the reason why I'm going out in the fresh air, Shenechlashti bigir sasi, that unfortunately I need to take a break. I'm just too weak. I've been learning for the last 15 hours straight, non-stop, except for, of course, davening and using the facilities and eating a mashu. But otherwise, I am really, really tired, really weak, etc. They won't realize that, and therefore they see me walking around without learning in Bismedish and without wearing tefillin, they'll think about me poorly, and that chas v'shalom they can learn from me to mevatel tayr. Right, Yitzchak bei Rabbi Yannai Omar, kol shechaveir mespaishim machmas shmuaseh. Another definition of Chil Hashem is that people are embarrassed about their friend when they hear the reports that people are saying about him. They're reporting about Yankel Smith, that unfortunately he did X, Y, and Z, whether it's true or not true. People are embarrassed even to sit on the same bench together with him, because of a guilt by association, if you will. That's a Chil Hashem, that people don't want to have anything to do with him because of the bad news that people are spreading. On Rav Nachman Yitzchak, going to Ka'ami Inshi, Shorolein Mora Laplanya, is an Aramaic expression that people say when they mention the other person's name. They mention Yankel Smith, they say, oh, Yankel Smith, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be moichel him for the sins that he has done. Just by the fact that people use that expression, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should go and forgive him for the things that he, not necessarily the sins, Rashi says, Al-Masav, Kodesh Baruch Hu should be moichel him for the things that he has done, that in itself means he must have done something bad. Otherwise, why do people add those words, Hashem should be moichel him? It's a chasimin that's a chilasha. Abayi Omar Kedetanya, I'll tell you the difference between a person who makes a chil Hashem and a person who makes a kiddush Hashem. This is a very famous price. It can be signed by Kesizim. Price of Hafta Shem Lekecha. Hafta Shem Lekecha, of course, means you should love Hashem. But the Gemara darshens it, Shehei Shem Shemayim Misahev Al Yodcha. That when you do an action, that your actions should bring Ahava to this world, to Ahava Hashem. The people should have more love and respect and reverence for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It should be Misayev Al Yodcha through your actions. And that is, Shehi Koyre Vishoyne Mishamish Tomid Chachamim. The person should, Koyre means to learn, Rashi says, Mikra Tanach. Shoyne learn Mishnayis. Mishamish Tomid Chachamim means to learn Gemara. So the person has become a great scholar, a great Tamid Chacham. Vihei Masoy Matonoi Ben Nachas Im Habriyois. And when he deals with other people, he should speak to them in a very nice, edela, pleasant fashion. Mahabriyas Oymris Olav. What do people say about him? Look, Ashi Oviv Shalom the Torah. Praiseworthy, meritorious is the father that taught him Torah. Ashi Rabbi Shalom the Torah. Praiseworthy is the Rebbe that taught him Torah. Oylem Labriyas Oylem the Torah. Look at all those people that didn't learn Torah. Look how bad these guys are. Pliny Shalom the Torah. Ukam and Noim Drachov. Look, this person who learned Torah. Look how beautiful his actions are, the way he conducts himself. Look how lovely his actions are. All of and it says in the pasuk about such a person, this is a Jew that we can all be proud of, glorious, majestic, beautiful. But what about the other side of the coin? What happens if you have a Talmud Chacham who learned? Unfortunately, he doesn't conduct his business in a trustworthy manner with full integrity. And he doesn't talk nicely to other people. What do people say about him? Oh, just the opposite. Look what they did. They wasted all this time teaching him Torah, and he acts like a brutal, bad guy. Doesn't talk nicely. He does not conduct his profession or his business with integrity. Look how bad he acts. Look how ugly his ways are. They say, you know why they went into Golus? Because this Am Hashem, these are bad guys. The Jewish people are bad people. That's why they were banished and expelled from their land. That is a tremendous Chil Hashem. So you see the difference between a Havas, a Kiddush Hashem, and Chil Hashem. Next, look, Gedoy the Tshuva. We're going to have several memories in the Gemara, all starting off with the same words, Gedoy the Tshuva, how important and how great the power of repenting is. So says the Gemara, Gedoy the Tshuva, Shemeviya Rifis L'Adam. The word Rifis is really the word Refuah. Is that what he changes it? Yeah, the Bach changes to Refuah. If a person does Tshuva, the Kodesh Baruch Hu brings Refuah to people that they, Baruch Hashem, get to save from all different types of maladies and problems. Shnemar, says the Pasuk, Erpa Mishuvasan. Mishuvasa means a person who was a shovev. He was a wayward person who was going off the derech, if you will. And now he's done tshuva. Erpa says, Gid Baruch in his chus of doing that tshuva, Erpa, I'm going to bring refuah to the world. Oyavei nedava. And I'm going to do it gratis, if you will. The Chomer B'Hanina, Rami Ksiv, Ayavestira, Tupsukim. Tshuva banim shevavim, Tamei ikara shevavim atem. Uksiv erpa mishuvay seichem. So what's the stira over here? Again, the word shevavim means a person who is unfortunately off the derech, and he's a wayward individual. The English translates it as wayward. The shuvah banim, we call out to all of those wayward children that are off the derech, shuvah, return, do tshuva. That's one pasuk. Another pasuk says, erpa mishuvay seichem, that these wayward people, if they do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu brings a refuah. So what is the stira between the two psukim? So Rashi says the stira is that the first pasuk tells us that once a person does shuvu, he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers him no longer a bad guy, but nebuch a person that went off the derech almost by accident. In other words, he didn't see the signs, he didn't look at ways, and unfortunately, he traveled on the wrong road. Then after doing tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's not a bad guy. He's really a good guy. But unfortunately, he went temporarily off the derech, but he's back on the derech, and I love him. Everything is great. But the second pasuk says, Erpam Shuvay Sechem, which means I had to go and give him refuah. And Rashi says, every time you have refuah, there's always some mark left behind. If a person had some sort of cut, and then after that there's a scab and it comes off, you often see a wrinkle or something to show you if a person had surgery. Years later, you can still see where the stitches were originally. So it leaves its mark. So you see that even after he did the tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't simply say, oh, okay, he was off the derech, everything is fine, he's great. No, it still leaves a mark. It depends how the tshuva was. If the tshuva mehava, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, his slate is totally clean. Nothing left. Zero. However, if he did a tshuva meyira, only out of fear, but not out of love, in such a case, there's still a mark showing where the stitches were, where the person unfortunately sinned and failed. A similar steer, Rav Yehuda Rami, said one pasuk says shuvu banim shevavim, erpam shuvay seichem. Now here the pasuk uses the term shuvu banim, children. Uksiv, and says another pasuk, anoichi ba'alti b'chem, v'lekachti eschem echem me'ir shnei mishpach. This is talking about a person who did tshuva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Anoichi ba'alti b'chem." The word ba'alti over here is from a lashon of ba'al or odoin. Odoin or ba'al means a master, and we're referring therefore to a slave. And we're saying that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Once you did tshuva, I will take you back like avodim." So the first pasuk says, "You did tshuva, shuva bubanim. I take you back like children." Here it says, "I take you back like avodim." Is the chastira? The Tumah Vekasha, Hok Kan Mihava Kan Meira. I'm sorry. Kan Mihava Oy Meira Kan Ayidei Yisuin. If the person did tshuva Mihava, or even tshuva Meira, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Okay, tshuva banim, you're my children again. Welcome back to the fold. You're part of the family." Kan Ayidei Yisurim. If tshuva wasn't enough, the Kodesh Baruch Hu had to go and give him Yisurim because he was a heavy duty sinner. So a person like that, even after the tshuva, he doesn't rise to the level of banim, he only gets to the level of yisur. So the Marvayt Omer Blevi, G'doy l'tshuva, person who does tshuva, agas ab kisei hakavoy, that tshuva goes all the way up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how great the inyan of tshuva is. It goes all the way up, seven heavens, up to the heavenly throne of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shnema tshuva yisrael, Ad Hashem Alekecha. If you do tshuva, you get all the way on top to the Rabbi Yishlom Kaviyachol himself. Om Rabbi Yochanan, you do the tshuva on to the Yomid Beis. Om Rabbi Yochanan, go the tshuva, Shadoiches Loise Shabbat Torah. Tshuva is so great that it pushes away a laugh. What's that laugh? Shinemar. Leimor, Hen Yishalach Ishas Ishtoi, Vahulcha Me'ita Boisul Ish Acher, Hayoshav Eleho Oid, Halechonav Techonav Aretzahi, Viat Zonis Reim Rabim, V'shuvelai Ne'om Hashem. What is the point? What's Gemara talking about? The pasuk says the following. As we know, it says in the Torah, I believe it's Parshas Kisetze, if I'm not mistaken, where you have the Parsha of Get. It says that if Chas V'Shalom, a husband gives his wife a Get, after the Get is over, unless he is a Kohen, he can take his wife back. No problem. In fact, many people consider that to be a big mitzvah, that a person takes his wife back after he divorced her, and then hopefully there will be marital bliss and everything will be great. But what happens if in the interim she has married someone else, and unfortunately that someone else either divorced her or passed away, and now she becomes quote unquote available again? Her original husband is not allowed to take her back after v'holcha v'hoisli shachar. Then leisucha bal horishin loshav lekachta lios levi isha achrei asher hutamo. Once she gets married to somebody else, then the original husband cannot take her back. So that's what the pasuk is saying over here. Haloihein yishalach ishas ishtoi. If a person sends away his wife, he gives her a get. V'holchamita, and she leaves. V'hoisli shachar, and she remarries. Hayoshav aleha oid. Is she allowed to return to the original husband? Haloichonav yitechonav aretzahi. No, that's impossible. It's an iser lav. But says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'at zonis, for you, Klal Yisrael, were mezane. And therefore I threw you out, I gave you a get. And what happened after I gave you the get? V'at zonis reyim rabin. You lived with many, you did zmus with many other lovers. And therefore, one would think, under those circumstances, I can't take Klal Yisrael back. V'shuv elai no ma'ashe, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you do tshuva, I take you back, I'm not worried about this lav, even though you've quote-unquote married others. No, you're back again in the good in the fold, and I take you back as my mate. Omer B'yoyosin, G'doy L'tshuva, our gear says Shebekarevis, on the other side it says Shemeviya, the service says Shemeviya, it's a Geula. Tshuva is so great that it brings the Geula. Shenem, it says, the Batei Bola Tzien Goyel, or the Shavi Fesha B'Yakov. Of all the Tzien Goyel, when will the Goyel come? To Tzion, to Klal Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Well, the Shovei Pesha B'Yakov, when people do tshuva, the Shovei Pesha, people that do tshuva from their sins. Ma'atam avol Tzion Goyel, Mishav the Shovei Pesha B'Yakov. Omer Ish Lakish, G'doy L'tshuva, Shiz Doynis Nasli Kishkogas. Tshuva is so great that when a person did a mezid, he did something intentionally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards wipes the slate and discounts and downgrades the Zodin and makes it into a shogeg. He did it by mistake. Shinema says in the pasuk, "Shuvi Yisrael Hashem lekecha ki koshalta b'avinecha." Now the word "avoin" says the Gemara, "Ha'avoin mezidu." It means that the person did it on purpose. And it says "ki koshalta." Koshalta means that you stumbled over it, like lifnei evil sita mikshar. You stumbled. Stumbled means that you made a mistake. You didn't do it intentionally. So, Trey Dimara, you call it an ovine, the Karle Mechshol. How could that be? Elamai is a simon, that after you do the tshuva, the ovine, the mezid, now becomes a shogeg, and therefore that's why it's considered to be a Mechshol. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute, because there's some noise in the background. Reish Lakish says even more. Not that the Zadon becomes a shogeg, but it becomes in fact a brand new mitzvah. It's as if the person did a mitzvah. Shenem, it's in the Pasuk. Uvishoiv Rosha Merishasev Asa Mishpat Utsdaka Aleim Hu Yichya. Not Choyu Yichya, Aleim Hu Yichya, says the Pasuk. And therefore the Pasuk is saying it. B'shuv Rosha Merishasev, a Rosha has returned. He's done tshuva from his rishus, from his sins, from his evil. The Asa Mishpat Utsdaka, and now he's doing justice. He's giving tzedakah, he's being benevolent, beneficent, he's about tzedakah, he's doing chesed. Aleim on them, Rashi says, Aleim is referring to not only the mishpat and the tzedakah, but even the rishus that the person did originally. Aleim, because of all of those, hu yichya, he will have arichas yamim, he's going to live. So you see that we are counting as part of the aleim, that brings the person chiyus, he gives him continued life, is not only for the mishpat tzedakah, but also for the rishus that he did originally. Is the chasim and the tzedakah nasa like kizachias? These are no longer debits, these are now credits. And you said before that tzedakah nasa like kishgogois. Everything will like kashika, mehava, kamehir. It really depends on what you did it, mehava, mehir. If you did it, mehava, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, not only am I going to go and take the debit off the debit side of the balance sheet, but I'm going to put it on the credit side of the balance sheet. Well, if you do tshuva meyira, Kodesh Baruch Hu just wipes it clean. You don't get a credit, you don't get a debit, but so it's just a shogeg. This is what we said before. You do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you arichas yom shenemar uveshev roshem rishasay hu yichya. You do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to add to your years, you're going to have extended years. Look how different Kadosh Baruch Hu's midas are from a regular person. If a person unfortunately quarrels and writes his own means he causes the other person anguish and torture bidvarim by saying something nasty, right? The person unfortunately says something nasty and the other person feels it and it really bothers him. After that he realized that he did something bad, so he comes to go and be mafayasim, he comes to apologize. Sofik mispayas, hey menu, sofik ain't mispayasim menu. Sofik whether that person will accept the apology, will accept the pius, pius means the appeasement, sofik that he will be placated, sofik he won't be placated. And even if you tell me that he will accept the words of apology, sofik mispayas bidvarim, sofik ain't mispayas bidvarim, he may in fact be appeased, but the words may not be enough. He may want something in addition to the words of pius. The words of apology don't do the trick. Maybe he has to give him some money. Maybe he has to give him a present. But he has to do something more than the dvarim. Sofik mispayas bidvarim, sofik ein mispayas bidvarim. Av Kodesh Baruch Hu odam oive aveira b'seiser, if chas v'shalom a person does a sin b'seiser, mispayas mimena bidvarim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, all you have to do is apologize. Just go and clap al chet and do tshuva. Shenemer, k'chu yimechem dvarim b'shuva el Hashem. All I said, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I just want your dibur. You don't have to go and give me a bribe. You don't have to give me a present. You give me the dvarim. Shuvah Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva. V'loyoyt, and not only that, you're machzik le'toyva. Kodesh Baruch Hu is thankful. He's machzik toyva to the person. Shenem v'kach toyv. Now this is all the same pasuk that we're reading. Let's go back to Oisei. I have it in my Gemara. Chuy machem dvarim v'shuvah Hashem. Imru Eilav Kotisa Ovein Vikach Toiv Uneshalma Forum Svasenim. So the way the Gemara is interpreting this pasuk is that a person does tshuva with dvarim, he claps al chait, Hashem the Baganu, he pours his heart out to Hashem that I sinned, Vishuva Hashem, and he does tshuva. So not only Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva, but he's machzik toiv v'shinim v'kach toiv. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, You did a good job. I'm really proud of you. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? What you did was tremendous. It's as if you were makriv parim, oxen for a carbon. Shenema. When Hashem performs Vaseinu, that's the same pasuk that we just quoted. Shema Teima Parim Chayv, maybe you're going to tell me it's Parim that you have to bring. Tamaloy Me'er Meshuvasim, I have him Nedava. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I deem these to be not that you have to bring it, but that you brought it from the Nediva Salev, from the goodness of your heart. And therefore, I really respect you for doing that. This pasuk of Erb Meshuvasim is two psukim after the Kachui Machim Devarim, when Hashem performs Vaseinu. Skip a pasuk, it's a two psukim in Hosea. Then it says, "Erpa mishuvasam, I have him the dava." Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I consider this to be not just a choiva that you are going through the motions because you have to do it, but that you really did it in a divas alev because you want to do it. Tanya Ramei Oimer, Gedoy Lachuva, Shabishvil Yachat Chasa Chuva, Moichel and Chol Oilam Kulai. One person does tshuva, there's a mechila for the whole world. Shenema. Erpa mishuvasam I have in the dava, kishov api mimenu. So there's one person who sinned, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu has his af, he has his wrath and anger on that individual. But he did tshuva. Then it says, Erpa mishuvasam. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that all of the wayward children, I bring them refuah, erpa. I have vain, I love all of them, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why kishov api mimenu? Says the Gemara, Mehem loy nemer el mimenu. One individual did tshuva, says Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's great, I'm giving machila refuah. I have him to everybody because of the tshuva of this yacht. Frank Gemara, hechi domi bao tshuva. We've spoken so much about doing tshuva. How do you do tshuva? You can't just say, okay, Rabbi Yishlom, I do tshuva, I'm sorry, finished. What do you got to do? I'm reviewing the Gemara, Shepasli Yodid Varaveira, Pam Rishoinu Ushnia, Venitzel Mimemena. Or the Bach is greatest upirish emena. That a real Baal Tshuva is when he says to Hashem, I'm sorry about what I did. I will never, ever, ever, never do it again. And he apologizes with sincerity. He pours out his heart. How do I prove that he's a real Baal Tshuva? If the exact same Aveira came to him once again, and he had the opportunity to go and commit that Aveira. It happened once, it happened twice. And Upira Shemeni says, no, no, no. I did tshuva, I'm not going to go back. That's a real Baal Tshuva. So Gemara, in fact, gives us a dramatic example. Mechvi Rav Yehuda, Bo'isa Isha, Bo'isa Perik, Bo'isa Mokam. It has to be under the identical circumstances. So for instance, if this person, unfortunately, was Mizana, he unfortunately had an affair with a particular woman, with Mrs. Sally Smith, Nebuch Rachman Litzlan, and this took place in Florida, and not in Miami, David, not in Miami, in Tampa, Florida, Bo'isa Perik, and it was the same type of year, for instance, it was during the summer months, and afterwards he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I am so sorry, I realize what I did is a terrible, terrible chait. I can never, ever really atone for this. And he does tshuva, and he has Yom Kippur, and Yisurin, the whole 9 yards. And he says, I'll never, ever do it again. And then a year later, on the same day, in Tampa, on the same summer, everything was exactly the same lady, the same Sally Smith. And he has that, again, that Yetzirah coming to him and saying, no, 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 remember what a good time you had last year. And he says, no, 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 I will not go. I'm not going to allow my Yetzirah to go and take over. And this happens once or twice. Zokta di Gemara, that's a real Baal Tshuva. He was faced with the identical Yisayim. Because of next time, he's not with Sally Smith. He's with Sally Jones or somebody else. Maybe you don't have that same temptation. If it's during the winter, not during the summer, your tithes are not that strong during the winter. So it has to be under the identical situation, and Baruch Hashem, he was able to withstand the temptation. So, Dr. Yomara, that's a real Batshuva. On Rav Yehuda, Rav Rami, Rav Astastira, Ksiv, one person says, Asher Nisui Pashach Tusichato, praiseworthy is the one that covers over his Aveirois. In other words, he is not mefarsim. He doesn't let everybody know that he sinned. Uksib, but the other pasuk says, "Mechasim shov lo yatzliach." A person who's trying to hide his sins, he will not be successful. meaning you're supposed to reveal your sins. So make up your mind. Am I supposed to reveal them? Am I supposed to go and conceal them? The Tumalekasha, a chet meforsam, a chet she'ein meforsam. A chet meforsam, a chet that everybody knows about already. So then, since everybody knows, so then he should clap al chet out loud and say, Rabbi Yisrael, you all know that I did X, Y, and Z. I apologize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know what I did is wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm never going to do it again. And then he pours out his heart, and he goes and claps al chet, and he does tshuva, and in fact, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen again. So then you should go to Mefarsim, and then people should see. He acknowledges that he did this chet, and he apologizes, and he does tshuva for it. On the other hand, if there are chatam that nobody knows about, only he knows about them, he shouldn't go and spread the word. Then people say, oh, you heard? Yanko Smith, yeah, it's taka did tshuva, but you hear the aveira that he did? You know what he did? Rather, kisui chatoa, don't talk about it. Keep it silent, but of course do that same level of tshuva to go and get an atonement. Rav Zutra Batu Yom Rav Nachman, I have a different teretz. If it's an aveir bin odom lamakom that people don't know about, it's only between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go and do tshuva quietly. Don't be mefarsim the chet. However, it's a chaveir shvin odom lachaveiroi, then says Rashi, then you have to go and spread the word, so to speak, either by going over to Smith and saying, Smith, please, please forgive me for the terrible injustice, that terrible thing that I said about you, the terrible thing that I did to you. So that person, the victim of his sin, obviously you have to go to him, as well as you may need to go to other people to also be mevakesh mechila. Sometimes you go back to your victim and he says, no, I will never forgive you in a million years. You no goodnik, you ganef, you goslin, you shegetz, you know, I'm never. So then the Gemara says elsewhere, if a person does not want to accept your mechila, yarba olav reyim. You have to sometimes send intermediaries, send shluchim, and say, please go over to Yanku. I begged him already for forgiveness 12 times and he refuses. Please ask him on my behalf. Tell him how sincere, tell him how bad I feel, etc., etc. So, under those circumstances, unfortunately, you have to go and be megali your pesha. If you're going to be mechaseb shov lo yatzliach, you will not have success at affording or effecting an atonement. Tanu Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Odom Oiv Rabbeir Pam Rishoyna Moichel Lai, Shniya Moichel Lai, Shlish is Moichel Lai, Rabbi Yosef Moichel Lai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can repeat the same Aveira up to 3 times, and I'll give you Mechila. If you did it 4 times, this becomes so ingrained in you, I'm not going to afford atonement. Shinema, it says in the Pasuk, Koyomar Hashem, HaShloisha Pishi Yisrael, 3 Pishi Yisrael I'm willing to go and accept. But if you do the 4th time, forget about it. What is another pasuk says Yibara? The Nemaror, the Oimer. Another pasuk: Henkol Eilo Yifal Keil Pamaim Shalosh Im Gover. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I can work with you 2 or 3 times in Gover with an individual. 4 times it's already too late. I can't work with you anymore. But up to 3 times. So now we see this klal that a person can do 3 times a chait. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll still need Moichliu. Why do we have to have 2 psukim? We have Shloisha Pishi Yisrael, 1 pasuk, and then we have the 2nd pasuk that says, Pamayim Shalosh. So to my Ba'emer, why do we repeat it? Pchitayim Ahani Mili B'tzibur. I might think only B'tzibur, that after a person does 3 times, the Kodesh Baruch Hu continues to be Moichlim. But by Yochid, if he does it 3 times, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to be Moichlim, because when you have the tzibur has more schusim, and so therefore those credits will help them, that even if you did the Aveira 3 times, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Moichel. But maybe not by the Yochid. Tashma, that's why I have the 2nd pasuk. Hein kolevi yifal keel pamayim sholish im gover, with 1 individual, Kodesh Baruch Hu will also allow for mechilas avoinis, if he did it up to 3 times. After the 4th time, that's going to be much, much more difficult to go and be mechaper. Of course, it doesn't mean that it's impossible, as we see later on in today's Gemara and in other Gemaras, that there's never such a thing that you can't do tshuva. You can always do tshuva. Sometimes the tshuva won't be enough. Like we said before, you have to have tshuva, Yom Kippur, Yisurim. Sometimes you have to have Misa. There are only just a few that we have at the end of Masechta Sanhedrin that say, Ein lehem chedek olam haba. But in general, everybody else, tshuva will help. Turn around. Next price. Avir sheyisvad alein yom kippurin zeh, or yisvad alein yom kippurim acher. A person did a chait in 1993. Now it comes Yom Kippur of 1993, and he says, Hashem the Begadnu, and he says, in particular, Rabbeinu Shalom, I did this in the Schait, X, Y, and Z. Once he was Misvavi, he did Vidui, and he got his Kapara. Next Yom Kippur, he shouldn't even talk about it, he shouldn't think about it, because this is history. I already took care of it. Last year, I already was Misvavi, Hashem gave me a Kapara, we're done. Vimshonaban, and if he repeats it, the Vidui next year, Vimshonaban, and if he does the Avera again, no, then of course, Terchlisvadi is Yom Kippur Acher, then you have to do a Vidui again, because each time you did the Avera again, you have to confess and apologize to Hashem. Vimloishonaban, but if you didn't repeat it, because Vizvadalein, and the next year you keep on clapping and keep on saying Vidui and confessing for that old chait, all of a kasav oimik a kelev shov al kioi. Like a kelev that returns to its kioi. Kioi is a lotion of vomit. A kelev vomited, and he returns to the scene of the vomit, and he seems to be happy there. He doesn't feel that it's repulsive. That's the same thing, ksil shoyne b'ivaltoi, when he repeats again his confession, it sounds like it doesn't bother him that much anymore, because he repeats it again. If he would find even talking about this sin so repulsive, he wouldn't repeat the vidui, because I already had vidui last year, I already had my kapara, I had my tshuva last year. The fact that he repeats it again means he's kind of used to talking about it, it's not that repulsive anymore. So therefore, that's like a kelev shoval kir. Rav Lezman Yaakov Oimer, Pumfaket, Kotkin Shumashubach, just the opposite. You should be misvada the next year, even though you already confessed and you already got atonement and Hashem was machaper. Repeat it again, Shinema, like it says in the Pasik. Kipshoi ani eid of Chatosi negdi tamid. The chait and the psham that I did, they still remain with me 50 years later. I haven't done this chait for 50 years, but Rabbi Shalom, I am so upset about the fact that I did this chait 50 years ago. It's still negdi tamid. It's always in front of me. I'm always upset about it. I, Elmanim Nekayim, Kikelev Shoval Kiyoy, which we said before, suggests that a person who repeats talking about the sin again and again and confesses, it's as if a person comes back to, it's as if like a dog that goes back to its original vomit. That pasuk is referring to a person that did the Aveda once, and then he repeats the Aveda a second time. Hutruloi literally means it becomes permissible. By doing it two times, it's permissible. Because you repeat your avli, you repeat your sin two times, it's permissible. El Eimanas is like a heter. It looks that person says, ah, I did it one time, nothing happened. I expect that doing this terrible chait, a lightning bolt will come down from heaven and will strike me. Nothing happened, so I do it again. So this nasis l'keter, it becomes almost like ingrained in him. Yeah, sure, it's nothing. He says, gunish. About that, that's the kekelev shov al kioi, that the kelev is not repulsed by its own vomit. This person is not repulsed by doing the aveira because he repeats it again. And that's what the pasuk is referring to. Okay, next tikkun. A person wants to be a baal tshuva. It's not enough the vidui, but also the tzarech lifrid es chet. He has to go and spell out the chet that he did. Of course, if it's the type of chet that is not meforsam, that nobody knows about, so you mafard as a chet quietly, like we do in Shemoneh Esrei, then we say quietly the al chet, or we say the ashal neveganu, we don't go and broadcast it out loud, but you have to mafard as a chet. And that's why you have all of these al-chaits and all these oshamnus, begamnu, gazalnu, to try to cover any possible thing that we may have forgotten about, that you don't even realize that we sinned. Mafar zechait, you spell it out. Shenema. Oh, nechotu amazech ator gedoy leviyas lehem elihei zohov. This is talking about, of course, the Maisa Egel, and Moshe is not mincing any words. He says, yes, they did a big chait, and they did elihei zohov. All of that is true, and you mafar zechait. Div Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Kiva Omer says in the pasuk, "Ashin svi pesha kisichato." You're really supposed to cover over the chait, and therefore don't make a tzimis about it. Don't be mafars amit, and don't be mafars the chait. Rather, cover it up. In other words, just say, "Kodesh Baruch Hu, I apologize. I'm sorry for everything and anything that I did without being mafar, without enumerating the chator." Elamashi Omer Moshe v'yas lehem lehizov, which sounds like that you are supposed to enumerate the chatoim. Kirabiyani, the Omer of Yame, very famous Gemara. Omer Moshe, we have this Gemara already, I think, in Psachim, yeah, and actually in Brachas and Sanhedrin. What does it say? The Gemara Amar Moshe from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yishlalem, Kesh Rezov, Sheer Beis Alehem Yisrael, Ach Amru Dai, Garam Lem Sheyas Alehei Zov. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are, in a sense, partially responsible. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachu, because we couldn't say that, but Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know why Rabbi Yishlalem, the Jews, sinned with Egel Zov? You gave them so much silver and so much gold, they didn't know what to do with it. So therefore, when I was missing for a few hours, they said, okay, listen, what are we going to do with all that extra gold? Let's go and throw it into the fire and make the Egel Hazov. So it's only because you provoked the Kodesh Baruch Hu by your actions. Right. Shnei Parnasim Toivim Omdulam Yisrael, Moshe V'David. Two Parnasim means two leaders of Klal Yisrael were appointed. One of them was Moshe Rabbeinu, was David HaMelech. Moshe Omar Yichtav Sirchani. Moshe Rabbeinu said about himself, I want the Torah to spell out what my chet was, what my sin was. Shenema yam v'yaman to be lehakti sheni. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, the reason why you're being punished, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, because you didn't believe in me, to be makdish me, mekadish me, by the ma'isa of the main Meriva. I hope you can still hear me, because my screen has gone blank. Everybody say, you still there? Everybody there? Will could, since nobody's answering, it sounds like you're not here. Anybody there? Anybody hear me? Anybody there? Anybody see there? Oh.
Is everyone about this? We'll meet ourselves again now.
I don't know what happened, everybody said. Thank you all for coming back. So.
We didn't leave. We didn't leave.
Did you hear me?
No. From the two, from
we hear you now.
Okay, I don't know what happened.
You went silent.
Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, so let's go back to the Gemara. Shnei Parnasim Toivim Omlam Yisrael, about 10 lines from the bottom. There were two great leaders appointed for Klal Yisrael. One was Moshe Rabbeinu, one was David HaMelech. Moshe Omer Yichtav Surchani. Moshe said, yes, in the Torah, spell out my sin. What was my sin? That he was not Mekadeshim Shemayim in the mass of the main Meriva, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, speak to the rock, and Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, etc. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Yan li yamad bi lakti sheini, l'chein, therefore you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to lead this nation, and Yeshua took over instead. David Omar, David HaMelech said, al yichtav surchani, shenei ma'ashin usipesha kisichato, please, don't spell out my sins, don't talk about it. Says Yimara, mashal du David, l'moshe v'david, umad David doyme. What's the mashal to? Doima l'shtei nashim shaloku bebezdin achas. Shaloku bebezdin. There were two women that were brought into Bezdin, and they both came out guilty, and both of them are going to be punished. But achas kilkala, one was makalkal, meaning that she lived with someone, biznus, an adulterous affair. The achas achal pagishvias, and the other one also did a sin, but not such a terrible sin. It was Shemitah year, this coming year is Shemitah. And what did she do? She didn't wait until the figs ripened, but rather she ate them when they were still premature. And Rashi says, eating them when they're premature, when they're not ripened, is a violation of what it says in the Torah, V'hoise Shabbos Oris Lechem li'ochla v'loy lehefsid. You're only given the right to go and eat figs, eating them in their time when they are ripened. If you eat them prematurely, that's considered to be a hefsid. You're wasting the figs, because they would have been so much better, so much real food, if you'd have waited another week or two or three until they would have ripened and eaten them at that time. So that's considered to be, if you will, ruining or mazik peirosh shmita. Now obviously the first sin about being mekalko is much worse than the second sin. Omr lahem. So the lady that was accused and eventually prosecuted for eating the pagishvias, she said, Omr lahem, oisi she'ochla pagishvias. She asked the bezin, bakoshvikem, please, hoidiu alma hi loike, tell everybody why I'm getting punished. In other words, proclaim and let everybody know that I'm not the one that Chas v'Shalom did the kilkul, but rather I was the one that did the eating of the Pagei Shvias. The Masoreis Rishas says that this loike that we mean is not Malkus Deoraisa, it's Malkus Mardis Derabanan, and he cites you too for Chuvas Rivash. Anyway, continue on Shloyoimru. The reason why I want you to be Mavasiv, so people shouldn't say, Amasha Zuloike, Zuloike, that the reason why I'm getting punished is for the same reason she's getting punished. I'm getting punished because of the Pagei Shvias. And in fact, if you Pagei Shvias, the Tol Mitzavara, they took Pagei Shvias, and they made it like a necklace around her neck. For you Machrizin Lefanel, the Oyman, Al Iske Shvias, he like the reason why she's getting punished is because of Iske Shvias. So Rashi explains that what Moshe Benu was saying is, all the Jews that lived in the times of the Midbar, all of the those that were between the ages of 20 and 60, all passed away in the Midbar because of the Maisa Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, did not participate in the Masa Meraglim, but the reason why he was killed was unfortunately because of the Masa Mei Meriva. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm afraid that if I get killed and I don't enter into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to die in the Midbar like all the other Jews. People will say, ah, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu was also a Psashtikl on the side of the Meraglim, and therefore he said, please, every single time, always be Mepharsim in the Torah, the reason why I am not going into Eretz Yisrael, Yan lo yaman to be lahakti sheni lechein. That's the reason why leseviyus hakol hazeh al oritish nesati lehem. So Moshe Rabbeinu insisted, just like the lady with the pagei shvias. It comes out from this gemara the way Rashi is learning that we don't bring a marshal from David HaMelech. We only speak about Moshe. The Moshe wanted to be mafaris in his chait because of people shouldn't be toeh that chas v'shalom he was among the Maisa Meraglim or the Adas Meraglim. So the Marsha already explains, why do we even bring David HaMelech? We should just simply spoken about Moshe Rabbeinu. So Ayin B'Marsha. Another couple of lines. Mepharsim is a Chanofim Nechil Hashem. What's the definition of a Chanof? Rashi says here on the left hand side, Chanofim are Rishoim Umarin Atzvim Kitzadikim. They go and act or they dress as if they are tzaddikim, but the truth of the matter is, those that really know what's going on behind the scenes know that they are rishoyim. And what's going to happen is, because this person is a rasha, eventually he's going to go, his crimes are going to get into the media, and he's going to be punished, and people are going to say, oh, you see, like we said on the Amud Aleph, look at this person who learned Torah, look at this person who's a tzaddik, look at the person, the way he's dressed, and the way he talks, and the way he acts, he looks like a real tzaddik, and he's getting punished. And therefore, people will think that an innocent person is getting punished. And so therefore we say, no, no. Mepharsim is chanofim. If you know that this person is a real Rasha, you're allowed to tell other people it's not an Isser of Lashon Hara, because Menechel Hashem. Otherwise, it'll be a terrible Chel Hashem afterwards when the person is punished, and they'll think, oh, an honest, religious Jew with integrity gets punished. They don't really realize that, in fact, he is not such a religious, not such a person with integrity after all. Shneva said in the pasuk b'shoyv tzadik mitzidkoi v'asa avel when the sati mishal lefanav, that this person comes back as if he is a tzadik, but v'asa avel he did an avla, he did talk of bad things. So that person you're allowed to go and be mafasim. Chuvas ha-mukhlot in ma'akivas ha-paranis. Mukhlot, says Rashi, is a person who is a rasha gomor. He's a confirmed rasha. In other words, written all over his face, everybody knows he is a rasha. So even though he's a Rasha, if he does tshuva, ma'akiv is a paranis. It pushes off the paranis, he won't be punished on the spot, it'll delay the punishment. The alpha p, shenechtam olav zardin shel paranis. Even if there's a gzeira, upsiz and shemayim, aksiva metachasima, not for toiv, unfortunately, if he does tshuva, the tshuva can even overturn the Rasha Gomor's terrible averis. Shalvas rishoyim, soifat akolah. Shalva Sushoim means that if a Rasha is given chance to go and have Shalva, to give him peace, then unfortunately all he's going to do, says Rashi, is his Yoishvin Umaharin Baveiros, giving him any respite, any type of peace, that will just give him another opportunity to plan to do more Aveiros. So therefore it's not good for the Rasha to have Shalva, it's only good for the Erlechiyin, for a Tzadik to have Shalva, and therefore, why don't we stop over here? We should all have shalva, we should all do tshuva, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mekar of the geula and do all the wonderful things, because gedolei tshuva, shemen meviyas ha-geula, mekarevus ha-geula, etc. And we'll continue from here, miyet shem, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. Zagi Sinta, Robert, you have a question?
Yes.
Menashe is contradicting the Gemara that we learned.